اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really, really glad to have Brother Hussein Akbari and Fawad Haider with me today in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Fawad Haider.
Salam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. I'm good. How about you?
I'm good, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Salam, Hussein. How are you?
Salam alaikum. I'm fine.
Fine? All right. So everyone is fine here. So brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, thank you so much for joining. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 48, Surah Al-A'raf. Still, we are in Surah Al-A'raf. Ayah 48, page 156.
Six.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, in the middle of the page.
Yes, middle.
So, everyone, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah and we will get back to the explanation and the tajweed rules. Let's go.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون.
Great recitation. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What a beautiful ayah. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Oh, oh, what a beautiful ayah. Wow, a great lesson we can learn from this ayah. And the occupants, or the ashab of A'raf, of the elevations, okay, the occupants of the elevations will call out to certain men.
Residents of, like, the heaven? Or?
No, ashab al-A'raf, those who will be on the top of the
hills.
The hills, yes. Yeah, A'raf, the place between heaven and hell, okay, there is a place, a high place, where people will be standing there, that we talked about it in the previous sessions. So those people who will be looking at the people in the heaven and the people in the hellfire. So they will see certain people, they will call out actually certain men whom they recognize by their marks, by their face. Okay? They know them. The Ashab al-A'raf know those people, okay?
From this world, yeah. Or over there?
They're there in the Jannah, okay? They know that these are the people who will be entering hellfire. About people who will be who are entering heaven, we talked about it previously.
Yes.
This session, Allah talks about people who will be entering hellfire. Look, قالوا, this Ashab al-A'raf tell them, okay? ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم. You are rallying or whatever you collected for yourself. Your wife, your children, your friends, all right, your workers, your best friends, your money, your house, huh?
Yes.
Your wealth, whatever you had collected for you in the world, ma aghna ankum, did not avail you. They couldn't save you. They couldn't benefit you. If they are going to enter heaven, it means they didn't use their wealth in a proper way.
Yes, sir. If they used their wealth, they wasted their wealth.
Actually,
They could store it for the afterlife. How?
Yeah.
If they donated.
Oh, mashallah. Donated. Built schools.
And people masjids. Doesn't like wasteful people.
Yes. The universities, streets. Huh?
Yes.
Help the community. Or at least do good deeds. So at least this could save you.
Yes.
But this money, for example, millions of dollars if somebody earn, or thousands of dollars if somebody gain, okay, or earn, every month or every year, these dollars can take him to the hellfire, and also these dollars can take him to the
heaven.
So you should decide yourself what to do with your money. All right. So these people of A'raf will call them. قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ. They didn't really avail you. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Nor what you used to disdain. Look, you were so rebellious to Allah Almighty. You're always like disobeying Allah Almighty. And you're proud of this.
That you disobeyed.
Okay? Yeah, you disobeyed. Like sometimes they are in, like making fun of the religious people. The non-religious people make fun of the religious people. Hey, you, every time you go to masjid, then stop going to masjid. Let's go and enjoy. Let's go to the park. Let's go to these kind of places. Let's go and enjoy ourselves. Yes? And this type of people are just
talking
denying.
Nonsense.
Yeah. So in the day of judgment, they will understand what has happened. What they really had done. So. Now, this ayah talks about it. Refer to the Tafsir books, inshallah, if you want to learn more about the tafsir of this ayah.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran, in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
Hussein, we are ready to listen to you for a beautiful recitation. Ready?
Yes.
And correct.
Yeah, go on.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Now continue from the word قالوا.
قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. So ونادى أصحاب الأعراف. There is no important rule. Tajweed rule. Everything is easy. Just pronounce the letters correctly. صاد حاء عين همزة. The point is with the word رجالاً يعرفونهم that we practiced it in the previous session as well. Once again,
yes.
Fawad, could you tell us about it?
So رجالا has a tanween on it, رجالاً, and the word that comes after it is يعرفونهم. So as you see, the first letter is ya,
In the word يعرفونه.
In the word يعرفونهم.
Okay.
Based on the nun sakin rules and tanween rules. Here we have a tanween, and after tanween comes ya. And ya is from the yirmalun letters, which are dedicated to idgham.
Nice.
So the word changes, I mean the pronunciation changes to رِجَالَي يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ.
All right, Hussein, رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَ based on idgham rule that Fawad well explained it. How do you read it?
رِجَالَي
أحسن رِجَالَي يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ. Good job. يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ for the meme sakin, which is followed by the letter ba, there's also an important rule. What is it? Fawad?
يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. So yes. Here,
ميم ساكن.
يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ ends with ميم ساكن, and after that, the word starts with ba.
Ba.
So this is a rule outside of نون ساكن, but it consists one of the rules from نون ساكن, which is إخفاء.
إخفاء. Good job. So it means you
hide the sound
hide
of meme.
Hide the sound of meme. How do you read it, Hussein? يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ. Read it.
يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ.
Hassan, hide the sound of meme. يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. Good job. And قَالُوا is, look, بِسِيمَاهُمْ ends with ميم ساكن again, but the next letter is قَاف. قَاف is not like ba.
Yes.
So you just read the
just
meme.
Just read it.
إظهار. سِيمَاهُمْ قَالُوا. Yeah. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ. The mat, you can extend it or skip it. عَنْكُمْ نُون ساكن plus كَاف.
إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى, hide the sound of نُون ساكن. The rule إِخْفَى, you might have seen in the Tajweed books. That's it. You hide the sound of نُون. عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Again.
إخفاء.
Hide the sound of تستكبرون. That's all. So, time to recite it. I will recite it once. Hussein and Fawad Haider will repeat. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, as you're listening, let's practice it. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا
ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا
أحسنتم قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون
قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio, Fawad and Hussein Akbari. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. See you, inshallah, next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان